It might be comforting to note that some holiday traditions are still on for 2020, including Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir. This year's televised music special stars my next guests, Tony-winning Broadway actor Kelly O'Hara and Emmy-winning actor Richard Thomas. Set against a backdrop of a country farmhouse and church, the show will highlight the stories and individuals that have contributed to the rich cultural fabric that is uniquely American. Here's a clip of Kelly singing The Birthday of a King with the Tabernacle Choir.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day, and the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus
A 60-minute version of the special will air on PBS Monday, December 14th at 9 p.m. BYU TV will air the full 90-minute version on Thursday, December 17th at 8 p.m. Kelly O'Hara, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so nice to be here. Thank you, Allison.
And Richard Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, Allison. Thank you for having us.
And listeners, this is a big, big sign I need to hold up. You can't see me, but I'm holding it up. This was filmed pre-pandemic, so nobody get worried about we start talking about 300 people in a choir. Kelly, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, you know, they called. I'd been wanting to do it for several years, and this past year just happened to work out. And now I'm sort of really happy that, you know, they do this thing where they film it the year before and then it plays. And for some reason, this offering seems especially nice now mm-hmm. that we have this thing that no one's seen. And now it's going to be airing as if the world isn't completely standing still, you know, maybe in a little illusion there.
Richard, how did the collaboration come about? When did you get on board?
Well, got in touch with me and asked if I'd be interested in being the reader for the concert. And, you know, of course, I'd grown up with, you know, Christmas albums from the mm-hmm. choir from the time I was a child. And so I just was so excited at the invitation. But then when they said that Kelly was going to be doing it, I thought, well, I just want to be there just so I can hear her sing.
Your answer is so much better.
No, it's true. It's true. You know, I love Christmas and I love celebrating it. And so it just... It was terrific when they called. I was very, very happy.
Mm-hmm. So, Kelly, I'm curious, and you and I actually have talked about when you take something that is so classic and means so much to people, and you have to put it in your own with your own interpretation on it. What are some of the considerations that you had as a performer when you're participating in something that is such a tradition for so many people?
Well, yeah, I think there is a pressure there. Of course, you know, the group there at the Mormon Tabernacle, they have so many ways about this, and they work so hard and endlessly. We're sort of the beneficiaries of it all. But I do think that they were very personal in choosing this sort of story. You know, I grew up on a farm in Western Oklahoma, and I think that they tried to make it personal in that way so that we were in this big time with all of this going on to kind of zero in and get small and specific. It helps to make it feel personal maybe to the viewer. That's all I can say. It did feel this grand idea, but this very personal focused story.
Richard, your experience.
Yeah, they did. They did take time to ask us about mm-hmm. our, you know, Christmas past and our families and sort of, I wouldn't say they tailored it, but they certainly accommodated us as people. So for me, when I went out there, I just felt like I wasn't just being a reader, but I was actually, because of how they put it together, bringing myself to the event in a more personal way. I agree with Kelly.
Oh, that's lovely. My guests are Kelly O'Hara and Richard Thomas. We're talking about Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir. So the choir includes 360 volunteer singers. Kelly, what is a rehearsal process like? for you?
Well, I have to laugh about that one because, you know, you do most of the prep before. And then I really did feel like I walked into this, you know, 20,000 seat place with these beautiful, beautiful artists, and they said, go. And I just remember having these little conversations with myself, like, you can do this, you can do this, take a breath. And we just did. And then they recorded it the very next day. We did it once, and then they started filming it so that we could learn from each film. And then all of a sudden there was an audience by the second, I think by the second night there was an audience. And yeah, we just shot out of a cannon, didn't we, Richard?
Yes, we certainly did. And I tell you, it is the Grand Canyon of theatrical events when you get out there on that stage and look at that house. It's quite astonishing. And the volunteerism of the entire project is really inspiring as well. Everybody who works on this thing is donating their time. It's an amazing thing.
You're both experienced stage actors. Richard, what was something that was surprising or unexpected that you learned from working on this special?
Well, I like Kelly, I do know that when people have really done their stuff and gotten it ready, you know, it can come together surprisingly quickly. For me, I was sort of, after I got over the initial awe and shock and awe of the size of the house, you know, just this thing that happens in the theater where it doesn't matter how many people come into the house, there's, if it's set up right and if you have something to do that you can feel you can speak to them as individuals, the size of the house doesn't matter. And they were so poised and so ready to receive it that it just felt much more intimate, actually, than I expected it to feel.
How about for you, Kelly?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that really shook me, really, is I kind of compared the sound of this choir and this orchestra more like a wave rather than little pieces of individual fabric. So I think one of the ways that it happens so quickly and successfully for them every single year is that everyone there, by their heart, by volunteer, is there for the larger effort, you know, and so they're all sort of doing their part at the very best they can, but as collaboratively as they can be. And I think that's why it works out seamlessly year after year.
My guests are Kelly O'Hara and Richard Thomas. We're talking about Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir. Now, we've mentioned that this was recorded about a year ago, and I'm wondering, as you think about the program and you think about the vibe of it and the feeling that you're hoping it evokes, Richard, is there something about it, given where we are at the moment, you think might really resonate with people in a way that you would never have known a year ago?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not Zoom.
Exactly.
It feels like that everything is being altered and shifted and changed, especially now through the holidays. People are having to make all kinds of changes and adjustments and let go of things and try to think of new things. And I'm hoping it'll be a source of comfort that people can tune in and watch something that was done pre-pandemic that actually gives them a sense of calm and ease that that some things are the same, or the illusion, as Kelly says, of sort of being the same. You know, I think that if it gives people some peace, that would be really a nice thing.
What about you, Kelly?
Allison, you said right at the beginning, you said some things are still going, you know, not every tradition is over, right? You said some things are going to happen. And I do think, you know, the fact that we were both sort of listening to this as kids, whether on the record player or on PBS or whatever, it does feel like something that is lasting. That effort of just being something to provide for a feeling of the holidays, the great music, I think is a real neat thing to be a part of this year. And I have to give credit to the creativity and the ingenuity all year with these virtual things, with all the ways, ways people have put together seamlessly and beautifully these offerings for all of us to remember what this means to gather and things. But in this particular case, we do have something unseen before that was done right before the pandemic and is going to be given as an offering here. And I do feel really glad to be part of something like that right now.
Kelly, what has
I agree. And I want to say, you know, well, first of all, I want to make a note that Kelly used the word record player, which really, really plucks my nostalgia strings, I'll tell you.
I said it with great pride.
I know. And I heard it with great pleasure. But, you know, I think the word offering that you used is the key. I had a sense when I went in there and just watched the rehearsals of the opening numbers that the collective spiritual intention and commitment in the room is so strong, and it is because it is collective, and it is because it's volunteer and everybody, all the things that Kelly said. And I would hope that in the telecast some of that sense of communal uplift and commitment comes across, because it's really something when you're there live.
My guests are Kelly O'Hara and Richard Thomas. Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir will be on PBS coming up on December 14th. Before I let you go, you know, Richard, you're a New Yorker. You're born and raised here, grew up in the Upper West Side. What's been on your mind about your hometown in the past few months?
Oh, you know, it's New York. And I tell you, in the spring, because we've been here the whole time, my wife and I, in the early spring, it was like the day the earth stood still. I can walk out of my apartment building, look all the way down 7th Avenue to Times Square, and there was nothing there. And then everything sort of came back as New York does, and now we may be subsiding again. And it's just the rhythms of the city in crisis are really interesting to watch. But I think the collective intention to get it right in New York is very powerful, just as powerful now as it was earlier after we got hit so bad. So I have a lot of confidence that New Yorkers as a group know what to do. It's not going to be easy, but we can do it again.
Kelly, what's been on your mind about New York and about the theater in the past few months?
Yeah, you know, listen, my heart breaks for the people I know personally and the thousands and thousands of others, but that have literally picked up and had to leave their leases, move home, after, you know, a 25-year successful career in this business, making it work, having all the naysayers, you know, look at you and say, look, your career, your risk-taking career didn't work out for you. It's really hard to walk home with your tail between your legs because of something that's completely out of your control. But I do think that artists are resilient and resilient people. They're making ways for themselves even without the physical nature of Broadway and theater. Because I do believe there's this massive hope and certainty in the back of our minds that it will be back. And when it comes back, it will be that much more necessary. Mm-hmm. And so there's just kind of a balance of hope and despair. But I am confident that people are doing the right things. And if any city can get us back there successfully, it's going to be New York City. It's how I've always felt about the place. And I believe in it again.
Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir, 60-minute version of the special, will air on PBS Monday, December 14th at 9 p.m. BYU-TV will air the full 90-minute version on Thursday, December 17th at 8 p.m. Kelly and Richard, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Elsa.
Thank you for having us.